帆。
One time, Jesus led the 12 apostles to the boat.
要坐船开船渡到湖的另外一面去。
They were in the boat to cross the lake.
那就在行船的过程当中遇到了风暴。
During the journey, there were a storm.
风暴大到一个程度，连这些很有经验的老渔民都害怕了。
It's such a big storm, even the experienced fisherman was fearful.
船好像都要快沉了一样。
The boat was about to sink.
但这个时候耶稣在做什么呢？
What did Jesus do?
耶稣在船尾睡着了。
He fell asleep in the end of the boat.
所以彼得看到这个情况就跑去摇醒了耶稣。
Peter saw this and he shake awakened Jesus.
他说主啊，我们都快死了，你不顾我们吗？
He said, Lord, we're about to die. Why are you not care for us?
这是我们常常在人生当中会有的一种的经历。
This is the experience we often had in life.
也是当我们遇到一些的困难，心中有惊慌的时候的一种的感受。
That's what we feel when we experience difficulties.
我们有时候进到一种情景当中，好像拼命的努力，拼命的做事，甚至拼命的祷告，好像神都没有回应一样。
Sometimes we encounter that we enter into these difficult times, no matter what, how hard we try, God has no answer.
好像人的一切的努力，人的一切可以做的事情都做到了。
Since every effort we tried was in vain.
但上帝好像睡着了一样。
But he seemed falling asleep.
但是这一段的经文是提醒我们，无论世上发生怎样的事情。
So this passage reminded us, no matter what happened in this world,
不管我们遇到何等黑暗、狂风大作的那样的风暴的情况，
no matter what kind of darkness or storm we encounter,
耶稣始终不会离开我们。
He will never leave us.
耶稣一直在我们人生的这艘船上。
He always in the boat with us in this journey.
他有他的时间。
He has his time.
他有他做事的方式。
He has his method.
但愿我们能够在任何一种情况下都能够全心的信靠他。
Then hope we can truly trust him in all circumstances.
靠着他与我们同在，我们心中可以有平安。
Rely on his presence with us, we can have peace.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们谢谢你，今天我们可以聚在这里。
Lord, we thank you that we can gather here today.
世人如今都不敢到人多的地方。
People are afraid to gather where is a crowd.
但是你今天给我们心中的平安。
But today you give us peace.
我们可以来到你的面前，同心的大家一起来敬拜主。
We can come before you and worship together.
因为我们知道你的同在是比什么都更重要的。
We know your presence is more important than anything else.
你的同在就是我们的保护。
Your presence is our protection.
你的大能就是我们的医治。
Your power is our healing.
你的恩典就会把那个出人意外的平安加在我们的里面。
Your mercy will bring us the peace beyond all understanding.
让我们有一颗警醒的心。
And help us to have a heart that's awakened.
像躲避这个病毒一样，躲避我们人生当中任何的罪。
Just like we avoid the virus, we can avoid sin.
紧紧地抓住你。
We hang on to you.
靠着你，真是有心中真实的平安。
We rely on you, have the true peace.
主，我们这个时候也为那些生活在不安、恐惧、看不到希望的人来祷告。
We also pray for those people who live in fear and seem hopeless.
我们为那些因为心中装着愤怒而找不到方向的人来祈求。
And we also pray for people who harbor the anger and don't see hope.
我们为那些真是好像找不到出路去拜那些假神的人来祈求你的怜悯。
We also pray for the people who worship the false god due to lack of hope.
愿我们身边所发生的事情成为每一个人的提醒。
May all these things around us become a reminder for us.
让我们离弃一切人所敬拜的假神。
Help us to abandon the false god.
让我们能够反思，能够悔改。
Help us to repent and turn around.
能够有机会认识你是他们的神。
To know you are their god.
呼唤真是全地的教会能够被你所兴起。
A calling all churches be revived by you.
无论是在街头还是在自己的家中
No matter at the street corner or in our home
能够把耶稣基督那个真实的平安福音的宝贵带给我们身边的人
We can bring the true peace from Christ and the gospel's mercy to all people
求你来唤醒你的教会
People, Lord, please revive your church
回应你2000年前就已经发出的呼召
Respond to your calling from 2,000 years ago.
在这个黑暗的世界当中，看不到希望的世界当中，为你来发光。
Become the light in this dark world.
谢谢你垂听我们同心合一的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 今天这段经文呢，是把我们带回到这个以色列人出埃及的这段历史当中。
So today's passage brings us back to the history of Israel Exodus.
以色列人已经在埃及做奴隶400多年了。
So they were slaves for 400 years.
时候到了。
Time is arrived.
耶和华神兴起摩西。
The God Jehovah rise up Moses.
要带以色列人出离埃及。
Will lead Israel leave Egypt.
埃及是一个充满罪恶的地方。
Egypt is a place full of sin.
充斥各样假神的地方。
And full of all false gods.
当摩西到法老的面前说，来 my people go, 让我的神的子民离开这地的时候。
When Moses come to the Pharaoh request, let my people go.
法老的第一个反应说，耶和华是谁？
The first response from Pharaoh, who is God?
为什么要让这几百万的犹太人要离开呢？
And why should I like millions of Israel live here?
因着法老的心硬
Because he's hardened of his heart
抵挡上帝的旨意
And resist God's willing
上帝就一次两次再次的降下灾害来
Then God sent plagues
目的是要在法老的面前让他知道耶和华是真神
The purpose is let the Pharaoh know Jehovah is true God
要在法老和整个埃及国的面前见证谁是真神
And to testify who is a true God in front of Pharaoh and the Egyptians.
败坏一切他们曾经所敬拜的那些假神。
Destroy all their idols.
让人看到这位真神耶和华的能力。
To see his true power.
荣耀。
The glory.
让人有机会能够认识这位真神。
Then let people know the true God.
那在这个过程当中呢，神用了很多这种对比的方式。
In this process is lots of contrast.
那这一次呢就是很明显哈用黑暗和光明来做出对比
This time is very obvious use dark and light and darkness
当这场黑暗是在降临的时候
When the darkness come
整个埃及遍地都黑暗了
The whole Egypt was full of darkness
那只有在以色列人当中是有光的
There are only light in where the Israelite lives
用这件事情显明这是出于上帝的作为
Use this thing to reveal that this is God's hand
在上帝创造天地的时候
When he created heaven and earth
他第一天就造了光
In the first day he created light
神看光是好的
God saw light as good
就把光暗分开
Separate light and darkness
他称光为昼称暗为夜
He called light day and the darkness night
在救赎的时候神就把光暗分开
During the redemption he separated the light and darkness
当在以色列人蒙神救赎的时候
When the Israelites encounter God's redemption
这次上帝再次借着这样一种的对比强烈的对比来显明他的作为
Again God used this contrast to reveal his
三天之久
Three days and nights
让人看到他们所敬拜的那些的假神比如一个就是太阳神
Let them see the God, the false God they worship, like the God of sun.
好像都躲起来了。
Those God
没有任何的能力。
They were powerless.
在上帝的作为面前显出，只有耶和华是掌管日月星辰、天地万物的。
This revealed the only one God reigned the universe.
当主耶稣基督来到地上的时候
，When Christ came to this earth,
他告诉我们说他是世界的真光。
He told us he's the true light of this world.
跟随他的就不在黑暗当中行走。
Those who follow him will not be in darkness.
那再次用光暗的对比。
Again, use the light and darkness.
让我们见证说耶稣基督来在世上行那个救赎的那个大功。
to testify his redemption power.
这是在约翰福音三章十九节到二十一节的经文。
This is John 3:19-21.
我们一起来读一遍好不好？光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在此。凡作恶的，便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。当耶稣基督来的时候，
When Christ came,
把真光带来，
He brought the true light.
凡跟随耶稣基督的，
With those who follow him,
信靠耶稣基督的，
who trust him,
就在那个真光当中行走，
They'll walk in the light.
一场的瘟疫降临，
When the sickness upon them,
所有的人都面临同样的事情。
We all encounter the same situation.
但是在这个局面当中，有两种不同的人被分别出来。
There's two different people we can see.
一种人是在耶稣基督的光当中行走的人。
One kind is live in the light of Christ.
也同样面临瘟疫的威胁。
They also feel the threat of the sickness.
也同样经历这个封城以后带来的各种的不方便。
They also experience difficulty after lockdown.
甚至基督徒也会被地上的病毒所感染生病的。
Even Christian can encounter the sickness.
但是在上帝的面前有两种截然不同的分别。
But there are two separations in front of God.
一种是生活在神的真光当中的人。
One lives in his true light.
一种人是生活在黑暗当中的人。
One lives in the darkness.
即使他的身体没有被病毒感染，
Although his body maybe is still healthy,
心中却是面临了一场极大的黑暗，
But the heart is filled with darkness,
找不到方向，
have no direction,
看不到出路，
and no hope,
好像人生没有希望一样，
seems hopeless in this life.
耶稣说，耶稣对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follow me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
活在神真光里面的人，
Live in God's light.
跟随耶稣基督在真光当中行走的人，
Follow Christ in his light.
能够得着这光，
Will receive the light.
能够得着这光，也能够反照神的光，
Will receive the light and reflect the light.
这次在武汉，我们看到当地的教会实在是为主做了非常美好的见证。
This time we see the great testimonies of the local church.
我们看到这些主内的弟兄姐妹，我们就知道他们身上是有光的人。
We see those brothers and sisters, we see they are living in the light.
一方面，他们在光中行走的时候，心中没有惧怕。
They are walking in this light, they have no fear in their heart.
另一方面，当他们从主那里得到真光的时候，就能够替主去发光。
When they receive the light from Christ, they will do things for him.
在武汉封城之前，就五百多人就离开那个城市，五百多万人离开那个城市。
Before the city was locked down, 5 million people escaped.
据说这个在封城前一天晚上就有30万人集中的逃离那个城市。
300,000 people left the city before the night before.
但是这些的基督徒不仅没有逃离这个城市。
Those Christians did not escape the city.
他们也没有就是躲在自己家里面保护自己而已。
They didn't just hide in their own home to protect themselves.
他们竟然能够在这个时候走上街头。
At this time, they walked to the street corner.
一方面，他们去分发这个免费的口罩给别人。
And they gave the free mask to people.
同时呢，把这个福音的单张有机会向人去做福音的见证。
And they also hand out gospel pamphlets.
他们这个当中有一个传道人叫姓骆的。
They were evangelist, last name is Lu.
是武汉这个南京路的教会的传道人。
It's a 南京church minister.
他一方面带领这些弟兄姐妹上街去为主去做见证。
And he lead these people to testify at the street.
一方面把他每一天的经历记成这个日记，让全世界的弟兄姐妹都可以看到。
And he wrote a daily journal to show the world.
他就讲说在这一次的经历当中，他们全教会大概400多人全部动员起来。
All the 400 people were revived.
每天大概有100人左右去上街去做这种分发口罩传福音的施工。
Every day, over 100 people go to the street to spread, spread the gospel.
2个、3个的一起去上街去传福音。
And 2 or 3 together.
每一组一天能够发出上千件甚至上万件的这个口罩和这个物品。
Every group can send out thousands of items.
他们跟这个全国各地的教会联合，海外的肢体也支持他们，把这些的物品不断的源源不断的发送给他们。
They connect with other churches in China and also the church overseas.
那在前两天的这个日记当中，这个洛传道有记下这样一段话。
Then a couple of days ago in his journal.
他说很快听说要武汉要军管了。
He heard the military will take control of the city.
而且是用一种非常的手段去执行的。
And they're going to use extreme measures.
他说我很担心的是。 不是吃喝的问题。
What I'm most worried is not food and drink.
是一旦军管的话，就不让我们出门传福音，就会受到拦阻。
We're worried after the military control, we will not, we're blocked from going to the street to spread gospel.
感谢主，我们知道这些人是有耶稣真光的人。
Thank God because they have the true light in them.
也请大家在祷告当中纪念洛传道和他们的教会。
Please in your prayer remember them.
纪念在武汉各地各个地方的这些的基督徒。
Remember all those Christians located in all places in.
虽然有500万人离开了武汉城市。
Even though 5 million people left the city.
还有几百万的人留在那个城市当中。
A couple million people still left there.
但愿武汉的教会能够在这个时间能够被兴起。
We pray that the church in Wuhan will be revived.
让我们的祷告说，不光是在武汉的教会。
Not only the church in Wuhan.
当全国各大城市都陷入到这样一种封城的状态当中的时候。
When lots of the major cities was under lockdown.
在各地的教会能够被兴起。
All the church could be revived.
请大家也不光是为在中国的教会祷告。
Please pray not only for the church in China.
也为我们自己的教会祷告。Also
pray for the church.
也为美国的华人教会、其他种族的教会来祷告。And
pray for the church, Chinese church and all other nations' church.
但愿这样美好的见证能够成为我们的激励。That
this such a beautiful testimony will encourage us.
不管得时不得时，不管是封城的时候还是自由的时候。No
matter what time.
我们能够向主忠心。We'll
be faithful to God.
在各地能够兴起福音的见证来
will be revived and be a testimony for him.
在一片的黑暗当中 在以色列人当中是有光的
in the, all the darkness there's light in the, among the Israelites.
而且是唯有在以色列人当中是有光的
that is only where they live has light.
在这个世界陷入一片的属灵的黑暗和恐慌当中的时候
When this world is full of darkness in spiritual
我们要认定耶稣基督的真光
We got to follow his true light
认定唯有在基督的教会里面在基督徒的心中才有世界上所寻找所需要的那一份的真光
We should have the assurance only in his church in his people has a true light
摩西被兴起带领以色列人出埃及
God called Moses to lead, let his people out of Egypt.
They're
facing the resistance from the Pharaoh.
神就借着一次再次一共十次的这个灾降下来呢，是要见证他自己的荣耀。
Again and again, God used the plague to testify his hand.
那黑暗之灾呢，是第九灾。
This is the ninth plague. Of darkness.
圣经说这个灾呢，是整个埃及的遍地都被这场黑暗所笼罩了。
The darkness covered the whole Egypt.
整整3天3夜的时间。
3 days and 3 nights.
埃及人不敢离开自己的住处。The
Egyptians were afraid to leave their place.
他们不仅现在黑暗当中。
Not only they were in the darkness.
而且是现在一片的寂静当中。
That they were in silence.
那这里面有给我们一个 hint， 给我们一个提示哈。这个黑暗不是一般的黑暗。
This gives us a hint that this is not an ordinary darkness.
这个似乎是手能够触摸得到的一场的黑暗。
This is a darkness is tangible and palpable.
而且这个黑暗是怎么兴起的？
How did the darkness came upon?
是摩西向天举杖的时候。
It's when Moses is lift up his stick around the sky.
是神的仆人摩西向天祷告的时候，神降下来的这一场的大的黑暗。When
Moses prayed to heaven and God sent down the darkness.
我们借着这个圣经的这一段简短的记载，through
this brief description,
试着去揣摩一下当时发生了什么样的事情。Try
to imagine what happened.
这是一个这个希伯来的一个学者写下的一段的描述。
This Hebrew scholar wrote down this description.
他说：“让我们来想象一下当时的情景。”
So let us imagine what happened.
一霎时，没有任何的预警，一场大风临到了整个的埃及。
All of a sudden, without warning, the wind came upon.
空气中好像一下子充满了一种强大的磁力。
The air charged with electricity.
把这个灰尘、把这个沙粒紧紧地凝聚在一起。Draw
up the fine dust and the coarse particles of the sand.
以至于太阳也被遮蔽了。Till
the sun is hidden.
天空好像被一张厚厚的幔子给盖住了一样。
The heavens are covered as with a thick veil.
黑暗就深深地笼罩了整个的大地。
The darkness deepened in such night.
甚至任何人点起的灯光都无法穿透。
That even artificial light has no avail.
在空气中漂浮的那个灰尘和沙粒，透过每一个缝隙，即使是门窗紧闭，也都充满了每一个房间。
The floating dust and sand enter into every apartment, pervade everyone, find their way through even closed window and doors.
这是一场使人窒息的黑暗之灾。
This is a suffocating darkness.
人们和牲畜都想逃离这场无尽的黑暗。
Man and the beast make every effort to seek shelter.
但却是无路可逃。
But they have nowhere to hide.
就这样漫长的整整3天3夜的时间。
This long 3 days and night.
没有人敢离开自己的住处。
No one dare to leave their dwellings.
想象一下，在这一场黑暗当中，埃及人坐在自己的家里的时候，他们都在思想什么？
Just imagine while the Egyptians sitting in the darkness in their house.
从某种意义上讲，这第九灾黑暗之灾是前面八灾到这里的一个总结。
In a way that the ninth plague is a summary of the previous eight.
有整整3天的时间，埃及人在回想这一段时间所发生的事情。
So for 3 days for them to reflect what happened.
先是尼罗河水变成了血。First,
the river of Nile turned into blood.
被他们奉为母亲河的那一条，他们饮水呀、灌溉所用的河流，一瞬间水都变成了血水。The
river they called the mother river all of a sudden turned into blood.
不仅不能饮用了，也不能浇灌他们的田地了。Not
only can't drink, can't water their land.
他们一直拜的那个河神也不知道躲到哪里去了。
The god they claimed they worshipped is no place to be found.
之后就是青蛙上来，狮子上来，苍蝇飞满了遍地。Then
there were frogs and fleas and flies.
都是因为那个摩西去见埃及人的法老，让法老。 使以色列离开埃及的缘故，
All because Moses requests the Pharaoh let the people go.
让这些犹太人去敬拜他们自己的神，
To let people to worship their own true God.
他的名字叫耶和华，
And his name is Jehovah.
但是当法老拒绝阻止神的作为的时候， 这些灾难就一个一个地临到了埃及人， 他们自己。
When the Pharaoh refused and rejected, those plagues came upon them.
之后是所有的 埃及人的这个牲畜就得了瘟疫，
All their livestock were sick，
都死光了，
All died.
之后呢，不仅是人牲畜得了瘟疫，连人的皮肤上面也得了这个疮。
Not only the livestock get sick and die, the people had boils.
然后就是这个冰雹从天上降下来，
Then the hail came，
把田野当中大部分的出产都毁坏了，
Destroy majority of their crops.
没有毁坏的那一部分呢，蝗虫又上来都把它吃光了。
those was not destroyed by the hail was eaten by locusts.
他们所敬拜的那个管理这个收成的那个神也不起作用了。
The God they worship for harvest is useless.
如今当黑暗降临全地的时候，
When the darkness came upon the world,
他们在心目中认为所有的他们拜的这些神当中最大的最有权势的应该是太阳神。
The biggest God they worship is the sun God.
但是如今在耶和华的面前也无法站立。
He will no ground to stand in front of Jehovah God.
所以当他们回想这些事情的时候，
So when they reflect,
他们就意识到他们过去所拜的这些神都是假的。
They realize the God they worship is false God.
所以这是神行使这十个神迹要达到的第一个目的。
So this is the first purpose God performed those miracles.
败坏在埃及地人所敬拜的这些假神，
Destroy the idols they worship.
让人看到谁是真神，
Let them see who is the true God.
其实今天的人心目当中也拜许多的假神。
Now, today, many people also worship false gods.
这个世界每一天其实都充满神的作为。
Every day is full of God's wonders, miracles.
但是人呢都认不出来一样。
And people take for granted.
都把这些事情看作自然而然所发生的事情。
But they just think it's occurred naturally.
神的事情人所能知道的早已经显明在人的心中。
God's doing already revealed to people.
借着所造之物啊，日月星辰花草树木每一天的日出日落，让人心目当中知道说这世界是有神的。
In all his creations and the sunrise and sun that revealed to people there is a God.
但是人虽然知道有神，却不把神当神来荣耀他。
And people know there is God, but they don't treat him as God.
也不感谢他。
And they do not thank him.
带来的结果就是他们的思想变得越来越糊涂，越来越昏暗。
Because of this, they become darkened in their mind.
带来的结果就是自以为聪明，但却陷到这个愚拙的当中。
They think they're smart, but they fall into foolishness.
把荣耀的创造主的荣耀变成这个偶像来敬拜。
They treat the creation as false gods.
神要借着这十灾一次一次的告诉人，河那里面是没有神的。
God revealed to people that there is no God in their river.
河水是上帝创造的一部分。
The river is part of God's creation.
而不是那个创造的主宰。
It's not the one who created.
太阳是神创造的一部分。
Sun is part of creation.
而不是那个创造的主宰。
It's not the creator.
今天当天灾人祸发生的时候，
Today when this plague upon us,
神也一次再次的在提醒我们，
God reminded us again and again.
人们所靠依靠的财富啊、能力啊、权势啊，在这些事情当中都显出那个有限来。
The ordinary, when we rely on our wealth, our ability, our power, is useless now.
我们所靠以为自豪的、引以为荣耀的那些东西，在上帝的面前都被显出一种的无力来。
They're powerless, the one we hold for pride.
我们很以这个大卫的这个大陆的很多的经济上的、科学上的发展的成就，这几年引以为自豪。
We really proud for the last decades of the technology improvement.
我们常说，哎呀，大陆的这个高铁啊，这些的运输这几年真是发展的太好。
We often say the high-speed rail is very impressive.
但是当人把这些看作呀人的那个能力的一种的彰显，可以依靠的时候，啊，就陷入到一种的危险当中。
When we rely on those things.We encounter danger.
一场的瘟疫，大家都躲在家里，这一切都变得虚无。
And those things become helpless to us.
盼望神的这些作为显明的时候，
May God's power reveal to us.
人心能够被唤醒，
Our heart will be awakened.
不再以人的作为为炫耀，
Will not be prideful for human behavior.
而是在这位充满荣耀的上帝的面前能够谦卑下来。
We'll humble ourselves in front of God.
能够认识他为真正的神。
To know that he is true God.
那这里有一个难题就出来了。
Now we have a difficult question.
我们基督徒都相信说一切都在上帝的掌握之中。
As Christian, we believe everything in His control.
若没有上帝的允许，没有一件事情会发生的。
Without His permission, nothing can happen.
上帝也会降瘟疫给地上吗？
Can this loving God send a plague?
那这样残忍的事情也会在上帝的允许之下发生在我们的面前吗？
Can such a loving God send such a cruel thing?
这个问题我们怎么回答？
How do we answer this?
这件事情，瘟疫这件事情在不在上帝的掌握之中？
Does this thing in His control?
为什么神允许这样的事情可以发生？
Why God allowed this to happen?
当我们打开圣经的时候，
When we open our Bible,
我们发觉圣经里面所记载的 这个末日的灾难要远远超过我们今天所经历的任何一种的灾难。
We will see in the end time the trouble we're going to face is more catastrophic than this.
你看看启示录里面所记载的那些的灾难。
Read the Revelation.
当主耶稣基督再来之前， 世界进入到那个大灾难当中的时候，那是不得了的灾难。
Before the Christ's second coming, the world will face much greater tragedies.
一场的这个战争来，三分之一、四分之一的世界的人口就死掉了。
The war come one third, one fourth of people will die.
今天我们所经历的这一切，也是很严重的一些的瘟疫的流行灾害。
Today we're facing this pandemic.
但是比较起末日要来的那个灾难，是小巫见大巫来的。Compared
to what we'll face in the end time, it's nothing.
即使是在启示录当中所描写的那些末日的大的灾难，Even
in the end time, the tragedy in the Revelation.
比较起最终的审判来讲，那又算不得了什么。It's
still very small compared to the end time judgment.
如果今天的这些的瘟疫的流行都让我们心中产生恐惧的话，
If today facing the sickness creates a great fear in us,
盼望我们对末日的审判有更大的一种的惧怕和敬畏。
That we hope in the, we are facing the end time, we have more reverence.
这是神允许在地上产生这些灾难， 让人经历这一切，要想人思考的一个重点。
This is what God wants when we're facing this, what we all think about.
神为了呼唤人，不要让人陷到那个罪当中，进入到末日那样一个更可怕的一种的审判当中。
God will call us out of sin so we do not have to face the end time judgment.
今天借着所发生这些事情来呼唤我们快快的回转归向真神。
And today He used these things to call us to repent and turn to Him.
而且这个上帝掌管一切、掌管瘟疫、掌管灾害的这个上帝是蛮有慈爱、蛮有怜悯的上帝。The
God who controls everything is full of mercy and love.
他在这些灾难当中依然存留他的机会给我们，让我们有机会去悔改。He
still gave us opportunity to repent.
彼得后书3章9节说：“主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言。” 其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。Second
Peter 3:9 said, "The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance."我们的神是有宽容、有忍耐的神。He is a patient and tolerant.
他借着今天所发生的各样的事情，在呼唤人。 快快的来醒过来。Through
everything happened in today, He called us.
如果不醒过来，继续照着原来的路往前走的话，
If we're not awake and follow the old path,
最终的结局就是灭亡。The
final end is destruction.
满有怜悯、满有恩慈的上帝是不愿一个人沉沦，愿意人人都能够悔改的一位上帝。The
one, the God who is full of mercy and grace do not want one to perish.
这是当初的耶和华神借着十灾要让世人所知道的一件事情。
This is God Jehovah used the 10 plague to reveal to the world.
这也是今天这位充满恩慈忍耐的上帝要借着各样的天灾人祸向人所提示的一个信息。
This is the same God who revealed to us to remind to the world.
若不悔改，人就会灭亡。
If do not repent, you will be destroyed.
那 神行神迹的哈，第二方面的原因呢，是对他的子民以色列人所发表的信息。
The second purpose he performed those miracles it revealed to Israelites.
第一方面，他借着败坏假神，让那些不认识他的人能够有机会认识他。
The first is to destroy the false gods to let the Gentiles to know him.
那对于以色列来讲呢，神要借着这十灾来施展救赎。
To the Israelites, he used this plague to show his redemption.
救他们脱离这个埃及这个罪恶之地。
To save them from Egypt.
让他们成为上帝的子民。
Make them become God's people.
不要在埃及地继续做奴隶了。
You are no longer slaves in Egypt.
服侍法老去做那些苦工了。
The hard labor to serve the Pharaoh.
而是被拯救出来成为敬拜神的一族的人。
You're saved into people to worship God.
成为一个不断的经历上帝的作为，不断的更多的认识神，而成为服侍上帝的一个民族。
Become a nation to worship God to continue experience Him.
这是上帝对希伯来人的在他们身上的心意。
This is God's heart for the Hebrews.
在这个过程当中，法老不是没有妥协过。
During this process is not Pharaoh not compromised.
当这个灾害越来越严重的时候，
when the plague become more severe,
法老也意识到这个问题的严重性。
He realized it's getting serious.
所以后来他就松口了。
And so he started to compromise a little.
他说，摩西，那你就带着以色列人在埃及这个地方，你们不用走，就在这个地方敬拜神，好不好？
So he told Moses, you can't just lead your people to worship your God here.
后来他又妥协了。
And later he made more compromise.
他说你们可以离开这个地方，但是不要走太远，好不好？
He said, oh, you can leave, but don't go far.
第三次他又妥协了。
And the third time,
他说你们可以去，但是你们的这个妇女儿童不要去，你们成年人去好了。
Said, you can go, but leave the children and the women here.
第四次这个黑暗之灾的时候，他对摩西讲说，你们人都可以去，但是你们的牲畜留下来好不好？
The fourth time after the darkness, he said, oh, people can leave, but leave your livestock here.
但不管法老耍什么样的手段，
No matter what kind of trick he tried to play.
摩西很清楚，
Moses knows.
法老的目的是想方设法让这个以色列人不要完全的离开埃及地。
He wants the people who not leave completely.
而摩西也很清楚。
And Moses knows.
神的心意是要让以色列人，神的子民完全的离开。
That God wants His people completely leave.
不要有任何的东西牵挂在这个埃及这块地方。
So no tie left behind.
以至于让他们走不远，不能够完全的分别归于耶和华。
So they will not go far to separate to be a different.
所以摩西不仅坚持说，这个他们一定要离开这个地方。
So Moses insists not only they ought to leave.
他们的妇女儿童也要一起离开，
including women and children，
而且连他们的牲畜一个也不可留在这个埃及这个地方。
Also all the livestock.
埃及在圣经当中是代表这个罪恶的世界。
Egypt is a symbol for the sin.
今天神借着各样发生的事情，也不断的向他的子民继续不断的发出这样一个清楚的呼召。
Today, use all things God can continue to give us a calling.
就是我们属于神的人，不要与世界有任何的掺杂。
That those of us should not be have tie of this world.
我们属于神的人要专心的属于神。
We belong to Him solely.
我们属于神的人不可以脚踏两只船。
We cannot step in two boats.
神给我们的呼召是，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将你们所有的身体，所有的一切都献给神，为神而活。
God called us, all our body, all our souls, to live for Him.
大家可以看到，在这十场灾难，神的作为的面前，人的反应是不一样的。
We can see when encounter the same ten plagues and people react differently.
法老和摩西同样经历这十场的神迹。
Pharaoh and Moses all experienced this ten plagues.
这个法老因为他对神的不信，对神的抵挡，他的心就变得越来越刚硬。
Because Pharaoh didn't believe in God, resist God, his heart grew harder and harder. Moses in the beginning had little faith.
他一开始遇到难处的时候, 他也跑到神的面前去埋怨, 去这个, 信心不足。
At the beginning, he encountered difficulty, he also complained to God.
但是在这十场的神迹当, 他一次再次不断地见证神的信实和作为的时候,
When he saw the 10 plagues again and again, he experienced God's power.
摩西的信心就越来越强。
His faith became stronger.
埃及人和以色列人同样经历这十场的神迹。
The Egyptians and the Israelites also experienced this together.
但因为信与不信的这个分别,
Because they were divided by faith.
一个落在这个灾难的这个审判之下,
and one fall into the judgment of the plague.
另外一方面, 犹太人就被神的大能所拯救，出离这个罪恶的捆绑。
And the Israelites were saved from the sin.
所以但愿神今天给我们这样的不断成长的信心。
We pray that God gave us growing faith.
每经历一次的难处,
Every time you encounter difficulties,
每经历一场的灾难和痛苦,
encounter hardships,
都不是白白的受苦,
so you're not wasting them.
让我们能学习在这个过程当中, 信心得熬练得成长。
So we learn our faith grow during this.
所以今天的应用呢, 我们就根据我们现在所面临的局面, 我问这个问题,
So today's application, when we face this world pandemic,
在武汉这场的瘟疫的面前, 我们北美的 华人基督徒当如何去回应呢?
What can we do and respond in the North American?
第一个提醒大家注意的,
The first thing we remind us,
我们是要小心行事, 但同时不要落到恐慌当中。
We should be careful, but do not panic.
该洗手要多多洗手。
And wash your hands frequently.
这个我们如果感冒生病, 就留在家里。
If you are sick and stay home,
这是我们都有的常识。
This is a common sense.
我们这个最近有一批的弟兄姐妹回家过节以后又回到美国。
We have some brother and sister went back home for holidays.
大部分都是从这个台湾回来的, 最近。
Mostly from Taiwan.
其实我们也没有要求大家一定留在家里。
We didn't ask people to quarantine themselves.
但是我们的弟兄姐妹他们都自己做这些决定。
And brother and sister made that decision on their own.
大部分人他们决定留在家里14天。
They decided to stay home for 14 days.
然后再回到我们当中一起来聚会敬拜。
And then will join us to worship together.
这些我们都能够理解是小心行事的一部分。
This we can understand is they're being careful.
但是你不要因为这个事情发生就怕的连聚会都不敢参加。
But you do not fall into the fear so great that you're afraid to attend gathering. And
如果你也没有生病,
If you're not sick,
如果你也没有出去旅行,
If you haven't traveled overseas,
就不要停止聚会,
You should not stop worship.
这是我们在主里面信心的一种的表现。
This is manifest our faith.
这是我们神把我们跟世人分别出来的一种的表现。
This is the manifest how he separated us.
我们不会让恐惧 害怕担心来决定我们的行事为人。
We will not be dominated by fear.
我们相信在这个过程上, 虽然每一天我们都会遇到各样的可能被传染的机会, 但是神与我们同在。
We know that every day we may encounter the chance to be infected.
第二个给大家的提醒就是说, 我们是要保护自己。
The second reminder is protect ourselves.
但同时我们教会的责任是 为神去发光。
Our purpose of church is to shine for God.
借着我们对有需要人的关爱来, 让耶稣的爱能够触摸到许许多多的人。
To care for those who need, then let God's love to touch them.
感谢主, 上个星期开始, 我们在全教会呼召大家一起来祷告的。
Last week started, we calling people start to pray.
我知道很多的弟兄姐妹借这个机会呢, 禁食祷告。
We know many brothers and sisters fasted and prayed.
祷告非常的重要。
It's very important to pray.
不是说我们什么都不能做, 我们只能去祷告了。
It's not say we have nothing else we can do, only pray.
不是说我们这个实在是无奈, 我们人的能力有限, 我们只好去祷告而已。
It's not saying that we're powerless, the only thing we can do is pray.
祷告是神给我们的特权哦。
This is a privilege God gave us.
祷告是把神那超越一切的能力和恩典从天上到下地上来的那个管道。
The prayer is the vessel to bring God's mighty power down.
这是在这场灾难当中作为教会我们能够做的两件事情当中的一个很重要的一件事情了。
This is when facing the pandemic, one of the two things we can do.
有一个传道人讲得很好。
One preacher said,
说祷告像什么呢？
What is the prayer like?
祷告就像属灵的那个防护服。
Prayer is like the protective clothing you have for spirit.
现在人上街都要穿戴口罩啊，戴眼镜啊，甚至有些人穿上防护服。
People wear the protective shield and mask.
有一这个新闻报道，不知道是真是假。他说这个一个人出去十五秒钟没有戴口罩就被传染。
There's the news. I don't know. It's true or not. One person went out for 15 seconds and got infected.
祷告是我们属灵的防护服。
Prayer is our protective clothing.
当我们进入到这场属灵的征战当中的时候，我们一定要记着祷告，让神的能力覆庇我们。
When we enter this spiritual warfare, we got to use prayer to protect us.
覆庇我们的教会。
To protect our church.
覆庇我们的心，让我们心之外有一层的保护服带在上面。
Protect our heart.
以至于我们可以靠着神不用惧怕。
So we can rely on Him without fear.
这些在武汉的弟兄姐妹传道人走上街头，他们很需要属灵的保护。
Those brother and sister went to the street in Wuhan. They need spiritual protection.
靠着什么？
Rely on what?
靠着就是靠着各地的弟兄姐妹用祷告来扶持他们。
Rely on the prayer of brother and sister all over the world.
借着祷告，神的全副的军装能够穿戴在他们的身上。
Through the prayer, God's equip them, protect them.
他们不仅这个身体上得保护，不被传染。
Not only the body is protected.
而且让那个灵界的仇敌所发出的各样的火箭能够不至于侵害到他们。
Also protect them in the spiritual realm.
所以非常的重要。
It's very important.
这个时候。我们不仅要想到自己的需要，我们要更多的想到在神国当中其他人的需要。
Not only we're thinking of our own need, we have to think of brother and sister's need.
在这里，我想发出另外一个呼吁。
So here I'm calling.
就是我们一起来思考，我们这个教会在实际的上面怎么能够帮助到这些有需要的国内的教会肢体。这些生病的人
Is that in practical ways? How can we help those people?
其实这件事情一发生的时候，我第一个想到的就是当初保罗所做的事情。
When this happened, the first thing I thought about was what Paul did.
当初在安提阿教会服事的保罗，他一听到耶路撒冷犹大地遭饥荒的时候
，Paul was in here the Israel encounter famine.
保罗和安提阿的教会就做了一件事情。
And Paul and the church of Antioch did one thing.
就是收集捐款，然后马上送到耶路撒冷的教会。
They collect a donation and send to the church of Israel.
十几年之后，耶路撒冷再遭饥荒的时候。
Years later, when they encounter famine again.
那时候保罗已经在小亚细亚，在欧洲建立了很多外邦人的教会。
Paul already established many churches in Asia Minor.
当保罗一听到耶路撒冷的教会遭到饥荒的时候，他就开始在各个外邦教会当中收集捐款。
When Paul heard this Israel church suffering from famine, they start to call for donation again.
他为了做这件事情，甚至把他要到远处去传福音的工作暂时放下。
Because of this, he even put down his ministry journey.
把各地教会的捐款亲自带到耶路撒冷，帮助当地的教会的需要。
So he collected all donations from all churches and brought to Israel himself.
这是我们可以思考、效法、学习的一个好榜样。
This is we can follow.
今天这个武汉的疫情、大陆的疫情，应该是蛮长期的一个需要。
So now we can see this situation going to be a long term.
虽然这件事一出来比较混乱一点。
Even though in the beginning it was chaotic,
我们教会没有采取具体的行动。
Our church haven't done anything.
我们先是从祷告开始。
We start with prayer.
因为一开始很混乱，找不到一个合适的渠道，怎么能够把物资啊直接送到有需要的人的手中？
Yeah, in the beginning, we have to find a secure way to deliver the goods to them. It looks like it will be a long-term need.
有人说几个月, 有的人甚至说半年以上。
People say it might be months, maybe half a year.
所以请大家一起来为这个事情来祷告。
So let's pray for this.
我们一起来为这件事情来寻求。
Let's seek together.
我们可以怎样在实际的 这个他们的物品的需要, 口罩啊, 这个防护品的需要上面, 能够帮助到这些教会的弟兄姐妹。
How can we use practical ways with a mask and the items they need?
这是第二件事情我们可以思考, 我们可以回应啊, 这一场瘟疫的事情。
This is the second thing we can respond facing this.
那第三件事情提醒大家, 我们一方面关注现实所发生的事, 每天发生的事情, 但同时我们要持守住我们从神而来的永生的盼望。
Pay attention to current events. However, we still need to hang on to eternal hope.
每次的地震, 瘟疫, 天灾, 都是对世人的一个提醒。
Every time earthquake, plague, natural disaster is a reminder to us.
这个世界, something wrong. 这个世界已经是一个被罪所污染、所败坏的世界。
This is a Something wrong in this world is polluted by sin.
这个世界不是我们永久的家乡。
This world is not our forever home.
让我们经历这些事情的时候，被提醒，心里面向着神所应许要带我们去那个永远的家乡而去行。
Use this to remind us the future home He's going to bring us.
而且因为我们基督徒教会是唯一有真光的人和地方。
Because our church, our Christian life are the only place that has true life.
我们在满足帮助别人身体上的需要, 具体上的需要的同时, 一定要不要放弃这个福音的使命。
When we're helping their practical need, do not forget about the gospel's purpose.
在这样一个很多人生病, 很多人这个需要治疗的这个过程当中,
In this process, many people get sick, need healing.
我们一定要提醒自己说, 我们是唯一手里有解药的人。
We have to remind us we have the cure.
是能够带给人真正医治、安慰、拯救的唯一的方式从神而来。
The only cure to heal people is come from God.
所以在关注他们现实的需要的时候，同时我们要把这个永生的救人灵魂的这个福音要见证出来。
So not only facing their practical need, we have to testify for eternal purpose.
不知道大家有没有听过这首诗歌啊，叫《激烈的乳香》。
There's a song called There's a Bomb in Gilead.
那最近新闻上大家都看到了哈，这个有一家美国的公司啊，就是用这个激烈啊作为他们公司的名字。
I think you all saw the news. The pharmaceutical company in U.S. called Gilead.
那他们有一种的特效药啊，叫瑞德西韦。
They have an antiviral medication called Remdesivir.
那有一些很有才的人哈，把这个激烈翻译成基勒德。
This is a Chinese translation.
把这个瑞德西韦翻译成人民的希望。
They call this medicine is people's hope.
那是的，我们要帮助人在快快的哈，能够找到特效药。
Yes, indeed, we need to quickly find the medication for them.
能够快快的能够在肺炎当中得医治。
And to find cure for the pneumonia.
但是同时我们要让人知道，真正得医治是灵魂的得救。
We also need to know that true healing is in the soul.
所以这是这首诗歌哈，激烈的乳香所唱出来的。
This is the essence of this song.
那这首诗歌的歌词我有打在这个我们今天的单张的背面啊，你可以拿来看。我们也放给大家听，是非常安慰人心的一首的诗歌。那这首诗歌有一段讲说，在激烈地有乳香。 能医治人的创伤，to
make the wound whole.
在激烈地有乳香，能医醉人的心。There's
a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul.
我们可能没有彼得的口才去讲道。We
don't have the preaching like Peter.
我们可能没有保罗的那样的祷告的能力。
We cannot pray like Paul.
但是我们可以告诉每一个人。
But we can tell everyone.
传讲耶稣爱世人，为世人而死的福音的信息。
You can tell the love of Jesus and say he died for all.
让我们一起来听这首诗歌。
So let's listen to this song together.
埃及遍地被黑暗笼罩的时候，
When there's darkness covered Egypt,
唯有在神的子民当中有真正的光。
There's only light in His people.
但愿世人也能够借着我们教会的见证，
May the world use our testimony,
看到那真实的希望，
See the true hope.
我们唱这首诗歌，Nadia 带我们唱这首回应的诗歌。耶稣是我们的真光。
Sister Nadia will lead us in singing in response.
大家请起立。
记住，耶稣是我们的真光。 主，大家请坐。